Just about anyone old enough to remember 1977 can hear the fanfare that introduces a 20th century Fox film and almost instinctively recall that thrilling moment when the blackened screen lit up with blue letters reading, "A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away." Star Wars is an old-fashioned adventure, borrowing liberally from the traditional Western, but untraditionally set in outer space. It gave us Jedi Knights dueling with lightsabers, spacecraft that made the jump to hyperspace, once the navicomputers were set, of course, a long-haired and volatile Wookiee co-pilot, eccentric droids or robots, white-armored stormtroopers, and a spiritual concept called the Force.
The Force?
Now, the Force is what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
Screen veteran Sir Alec Guinness played venerable Jedi Obi-Wan Kenobi, the guide and mentor to fresh-faced young Luke Skywalker, played by Mark Hamill. The characters are well known today, but writer-director George Lucas admits, until opening weekend 30 years ago, he wasn't sure that many people would get to see them.
We were in 32 theaters. You know, I felt, well, science fiction usually does pretty well in the first week, so we were kind of, you know, expecting to do okay. But then it just went crazy, and, you know, there were lines around the block and people trying to get in, and they immediately had to start releasing it in more theaters just because there was such a demand for it.
Subtitled Episode 4, A New Hope, it was the first in a cycle that would eventually span six films, and Lucas says it succeeded in creating what he calls a modern mythology.
Well, it makes me feel very good. I mean, the whole idea was to create a kind of modern myth that families could watch together and provoke certain questions between kids and their parents that would allow them to ask some of the more interesting questions in life and have some enjoyment. Gives somebody who's a young person some inspiration and something to feel good about.
A lot of it was just happy circumstance, you know, like anything else that clicks on levels you didn't expect.
Mark Hamill was 25 when he first played Luke Skywalker, one of his first feature film roles. His career since spanned movies, TV, and the Broadway stage. But Hamill says Star Wars scenes, like the rowdy cantina at Mos Eisley Spaceport, a wretched hive of scum and villainy, stood out even amid the costumed chaos of the film set.
It pops in the screenplay. See, the people forget it was all on the page. Everything was. So what I'm saying is, when you talk about the cantina sequence, it immediately arrests you in the screenplay because it's one of those movies where you're waiting for the monster. And then, out of nowhere, you go through a door, and it's not just one monster, it's 1,000 monsters.
It did not behave itself, that movie. It was a great script.
Carrie Fisher co-starred as spunky Princess Leia. Her career path took her behind the scenes to become a leading Hollywood screenwriter. And in the anniversary panel discussion at the Motion Picture Academy, she recalls wondering how Lucas would be able to film his Star Wars vision.
I read it out loud with a friend of mine who's an actor now, Miguel Ferrer, and it was extraordinary. And I wanted to do it, I wanted to play Han Solo, but since that part wasn't available, I wanted to see how he would do that. I'd never seen anything like what the script was talking about. I thought it would be a film that I would really like to see, and that's all I knew. I thought, I'll want to see this, and it'll be like this groovy cult film.
Far, far away from suffering the fate of a midnight cult favorite, that original Star Wars became the second highest-grossing film in history. Titanic is number one. It also helped make George Lucas very, very wealthy, and he believes its unexpected success has had a lasting effect on film entertainment.
It diversified the audience for films, meaning that they used to make films for a very small group of people, and now they realize that there's room for movies for all ages. They kind of relegated children's films to Disney, but now all the studios are doing it. And we have now art films that we never had when we were doing Star Wars. So I think it's broadened the the whole arena of cinema in the United States.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.
The 30th anniversary screening and discussion of Star Wars launched this year's edition of the Motion Picture Academy series titled It's Great to be Nominated, spotlighting films that received the most nominations but did not win Best Picture. At the 1978 ceremony, that award went to Annie Hall. Star Wars had 10 nominations and won 6 Academy Awards, including one to John Williams for his original musical score. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.